"You have a plane to catch?" Bredigan asked, making a social effort. "Yes, you could say that," the man said. "Where to?" Bredigan asked, trying to keep his questions on this side of politeness, the starchy affability one attempts with strangers. "Paris," the man said. "I'm going to a conference."
"Ah,"
Bredigan said. "And you?" the man asked. "Where might you be going?" He turned to glance at Bredigan, but behind the lenses the man's eyes remained invisible. Maybe he didn't have eyes. Maybe he had something else.
"Oh, me?"
Bredigan shook his head.
"I'm headed out to the mall to get some exercise. I'll meet with some friends out there, and then we'll walk around until we tire. It's air-conditioned, and although I don't particularly care for..."
"Yes," the man said, agreeably interrupting him.
"I've seen them. I should say, I've seen walking around people like you. But tell me, why don't you stroll around the lakes in the city, or the parks? Outdoors, I myself enjoy the city's recreational locales this time of the year. Birds and..."
The man thought for a moment. "Trees." The stranger wore cologne, Bredigan noticed. The scent was like autumn, aromatic burnt leaves. And the man's accent faded in and out as if he were imitating a southerner without actually being one himself.
"I have a medical condition," Bredigan informed him, "so I need to stay out of high temperatures, and therefore I..."
"Go out to the mall," the man said, interrupting again.
"Yes."
Who was this character, prying into his early morning life and finishing his sentences for him?
"So,"
Bredigan said, doing his best to take control of the situation,
"if you don't mind my asking, what conference are you going to?"
Rather quickly, and as if by magic, the man reached into his pocket and drew out a business card before handing it to Bredigan. "Dr. Arver L. Jefferson, M.D., Psychoanalytic and Associated Therapies, Member, Midwest Institute of Proton Analytics." The doctor's email address and phone numbers had been printed at the bottom of the card, but the ink was smudged and mostly illegible.
"I've never heard of Proton Analytics," Bredigan observed, putting the card into his shirt pocket. "What is it?"
The doctor drew in a long breath.
"I'll give you an example. You see that man over there?" he asked, nodding in the direction of the young couple who had followed Bredigan onto the train.
The man wore earbuds, and a stack of pamphlets lay in his lap. The woman seemed to be studying both Bredigan and the doctor.
"Yes," the doctor affirmed. "That one. As soon as I get off this train, he will ask you for money. He will test you. He will beg you for something. Anything. You must give him a dollar at least. Do you know the legend of Notre Seigneur en Pauvre, our Lord in rags?"
"No."
"It's a French-Canadian legend of Jesus," the doctor said with low-level excitement as he warmed to his subject. "And in this legend, Jesus is dressed as a beggar and is roaming the earth, testing the generosity of everyone he meets. It's a spot quiz for your salvation. You could think of that man over there as Jesus. I recommend that you do so. Did you say that you have a medical condition?"
Bredigan nodded. "The airport is coming up soon, and I shall have to be on my way," the doctor informed Bredigan. "But I will tell you another legend that grew up among my people in the South. This one will help you, I guarantee. It will help you personally. Here is what you must do. What I have for you is a cure for afflictions." The doctor now seemed nervously energized and was enunciating his words with care as if he were speaking to a child with disabilities. "Find a mirror, the largest one that you can easily carry, let's say a hand mirror, and take that mirror to a creek, or even better, to a flowing stream, or best of all, a river, and here is what you must do.
you must lower the mirror into the water.